Lawyers and elected officials descended on SeaTac Airport Saturday as word spread about immigrants and refugees being detained or denied entry, and lawyers raced to stop it. Liz Jones with KUOW's immigration team was there.
The airport chaos started just hours after President Trump's executive order. It imposed a temporary but immediate ban on all refugees and also immigrants from seven majority Muslim countries. Around the U.S., customs officials began to detain and deport inbound travelers listed in the ban. Washington Governor Jay Inslee called the action incompetent and blatant religious discrimination.
What type of inhumane attitude allows that to happen in this nation?
Federal officials declined to say how many people had been held or deported at SeaTac Airport, but at least a handful of cases were confirmed Saturday, and around the country, the estimate is in the hundreds. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal of Seattle denounced the secrecy around the detentions and that some people were denied lawyers.
We do provide attorneys at Guantanamo Bay. We should be able to provide attorneys right here at SeaTac Airport. We will not let this stand.
Attorneys at SeaTac were able to spare at least two people placed on a departure flight out of the U.S., but at least one refugee from Somalia was deported. A federal judge in New York has issued an emergency order to temporarily prevent further deportations throughout the country. At SeaTac, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.